Good day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, September 21. Coming up, three marine bases to be built. Denham Town Zone benefiting West Kingston residents and NSWMA to step up efforts to prosecute persons who dump illegally. The news in detail after the break.
You sitting here all by yourself?
Just doing some business with NHT.
NHT? This time of the night?
I saw this nice piece of land today. So I'm using the NHT app to see how much I can get to buy it and then build.
NHT has an app?
Yes, see it here.
OMG! This calls for celebration! I wonder if I could download it and check my contributions.
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your contributions, loan affordability, and more whenever, wherever. Download today.
Now the news. The government is in the process of acquiring lands for the construction of three marine bases in the island. This initiative is part of efforts to protect Jamaica's borders and curtail illicit activities at sea. The bases, later to be built at Rocky Point in Clarendon, James Bond Beach St. Mary, and Alligator Pond in St. Elizabeth, will be jointly established and operated by the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA. Acting Director for Protective Security in the Ministry of National Security Paul Henry says the sites for the bases were chosen after careful consideration.
Intelligence and information would indicate that these specific geographical areas would be areas of concern as relates to interdicting shipments of contraband. So it is really based on police analysis of Jamaica's coast.
The bases will be built in keeping with engineering specifications and National Environment and Planning Agency NEPA standards to ensure their longevity. Close to 80% of adults living in Denham Town, West Kingston, now have at least one form of identification ID. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, while noting that intervention initiatives continue in the community under the Zone of Special Operations, ZOSO. The Denham Town residents are required to show a picture ID when entering or leaving the community. However, numerous persons did not have such credentials before the ZOSO was implemented. According to Mr. Holness, the citizens have expressed satisfaction with the security operation.
The joint command of the Zone of Special Operations, they have been tasked to constantly review their operations to ensure that there is no complacency setting in. And I'm happy to say that the operations itself, the integrity of the operation remains.
During the sitting of the House, members approved the resolution to extend the Denham Town ZOSO for another 3 months to January 2, 2019. The Senate is expected to vote on the resolution today. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will shortly announce a new initiative to curb the practice of illegal dumping. Executive Director Ole Gordon says the agency will be partnering with the Jamaica Constabulary Force to arrest and charge individuals or companies linked to illegal garbage disposal practices.
We have a major initiative that we are working on that will see us with more frequency patrolling and trying to not only identify but to actually catch people when they are in the act, that we can charge them. We're putting the nuts and bolts on it now. So I say within 3 weeks to a month, we should have something to announce.
He was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Mr. Gordon adds that arrests have already been made and efforts are already underway to prosecute the guilty parties. Meanwhile, the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, is moving to prosecute the persons responsible for a recently discovered illegal disposal site on Arnold Road in Kingston. Executive Director Ole Gordon says although no arrests have been made so far, evidence reveals that the site was being used by persons looking to dispose of construction waste material.
A good 60-70% of what is here is construction debris. Broken tiles, leftover marl and boards. And we have done some investigation and we have already identified who the owners are. And we will be talking to them about how they can better secure the property so that we don't have the illegal dumping taking place there.
Mr. Gordon is urging members of the public to pay the $1,000 tipping fee to have their commercial garbage offloaded at any of the major dump sites across the island. That was JRS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.